and welcome to Ending Physician Overwhelm. I'm your host, Dr. Megan Mello. I'm a family and obesity medicine physician, as well as a certified life coach for physicians. In this podcast, we talk about how the learned habits of people-pleasing, perfectionism, and a lack of boundaries show up in our lives and how they contribute to burnout, exhaustion, and overwhelm. The healthcare system is broken, my friends, but let's not wait for it to be fixed in order to feel better. Hello, hello, and welcome to episode 110. I'm your host, Dr. Megan Mello, and as always, I'm thrilled to invite you to listen in today. Today's episode is called When You Feel Uncoachable. And if you've never received coaching, I'm going to invite you to sort of use your own words there. Most of us, even if we've not had formal coaching, have been coached throughout our lives, right, on many things. So we could also put in teachable. We could also, if you've ever been in therapy, have this idea of sometimes you don't want to go. When I was thinking of this episode sort of came to mind because of some recent clients of mine who have told me, I haven't been signing up for any appointments lately because I'm just not feeling very coachable. And I've certainly have experienced that myself. I participate in a large group coaching program and we meet every week. And there are actually multiple sessions to join each week. And sometimes I'm just kind of just like, I don't know what it is, but I just don't feel like going. Or when I've worked with my therapist in the past, just some days just didn't feel like showing up. And I know we all go through these patches. And so I want to offer you some different ideas of what might be going on when you feel like you're not very coachable, not very teachable, you're sort of not in that place. The first big idea is that there is probably something that you're beating yourself up about, right? There is probably some area, and it may be pertinent to the coaching directly, or it may be on a different subject, where you are feeling like you are constantly shoulding on yourself. You've got this idea that you should be further than you are. You've got something that you have been just really letting yourself have it over, and you don't want to show up into a coaching or a therapy session, or certainly our patients sometimes don't want to show up and get medical care because sometimes they feel like they're going to get a lecture. And although I would say that hopefully we're not doing that to people, right? Hopefully we aren't lecturing them and browbeating them into doing things. Sometimes that can still be the perception, especially when people haven't made progress on something that they are looking for. So recently I had a client who has really been trained to focus more on her health, but she feels like she can't do that until she has her house organized, right? So every time she's trying to work on her health, she's constantly noticing all the things about her house that are not organized. And of course, she lives with a whole host of other people, right? She's got kids, she's got a spouse, right? And they are not contributing to the house being organized. It is yet another ball up in the air for her. And meanwhile, she's got this idea that she should pay more attention to that than she should to her own health. So you can see how this shows up. She is not feeling coachable because she has a story that she can't focus on this until she fixes that, right? I think we can all relate to some version of that. So that is a question to ask yourself. What am I beating myself up about that makes me not want to get coaching, that makes me not want to talk to my therapist, that makes me not really open to receiving feedback or really talking through the problem? What is that for you? Another thing to consider is, what is the story that's going on in your mind right now? And how does that compare to the facts, the things that we can actually prove, things that we can observe by sight or sound or some other kind of objective metric? We've got some facts to any kind of situation, and we've also got some story, right? Our brains love to make up stories to explain what is going on, right? If someone is not texting us back, and we are really counting on having an answer for some reason, or kind of swimming in anxious thoughts, we are making up a story that that person is not responding because they don't like us, because we're annoying them, because, I don't know, they're cheating on us. Any number of other stories can be in our minds. And the fact is that that person has not responded to our text. That is the observation. We have not received a text from them in response to the message that we have sent. So you can see that we've got some facts and we've got a story. We need to be very clear, what do I actually know is going on versus what is the story that I'm telling myself in my brain? When you're feeling that you're having a hard time coaching or, again, in therapy, you probably have some facts and some story. And the story is often getting in our way because the story can become quite elaborate and we can really sort of run away with it. Another area that I want us to consider is thinking through who is benefiting from us remaining unchanged, right? If we are doing coaching, if we are in some kind of a learning program, if we are in therapy, we are trying to be different. We are trying to grow, learn, change in some way. And often when we're bumping up against resistance to that change, to that growth, to that learning, right? There are people who benefit from us not making a change. So those of us who are working on letting go of people pleasing, for example, if I always put other people first, right? Who benefits from that, right? Other people who are used to getting things from me. And let's also ask the question, who is losing here? Who's losing here? I'm losing here. I'm losing here because I'm continuing to put others above myself. And of course, there are times and places for things, right? If I was running a code, if I'm doing a procedure, if I am in a medical appointment with somebody, right? Administering them care of some kind. Yes, I need to be paying attention to them. And yes, I need to be, you know, focused on them. If we are raising kids, right? If we're on a date night, right? There are many situations, right? Of course, where we're going to be considering the other people, but we cannot always do that. We cannot always be putting people's needs above our own, right? So really considering who are the stakeholders here, right? If I'm feeling uncoachable, is it because I am just noticing how much resistance I have towards disappointing other people? And I'm choosing in that circumstance to continue to disappoint myself. And I'm tired probably of disappointing myself, but I don't want to really think about it. And therefore I'm feeling uncoachable. You can see how this comes about when we are in our own medical appointments, when we are in therapy, when we are in a coaching relationship, we are trying to change something. We are trying to improve something. We are trying to heal something. And often that is in conflict with something that we're doing that relates to other people, right? Some kind of relationship issue, right? Again, whether that is within our professional world, within our home world, we need to really be clear on who benefits and who loses. And how do we want to change that dynamic? It doesn't necessarily mean that the other people will always lose and we will always win, but we need to have a balance. We can't always be the loser. Another thing that I want us to consider here is a wonderful question that I heard recently from a fellow physician podcaster, Dr. Siobhan Key of Thriving as a Physician. And she is an obesity medicine physician as well as a physician weight loss coach who really specializes in binge eating. And she had a wonderful question that she posed in a recent episode, which I will link to in the show notes. She asked, what experience do I want to have here? Now, this was in relationship to talking about a weight loss journey, right? So someone who is working on improving their health, decreasing weight in particular, and has had the experience of being miserable in the process, knows that they need to get going, so to speak, you know, on sort of getting back on the wagon, right? All of those same messages that we get. But that person is running into resistance because they perceive it's going to be hard. They know it's been hard in the past, right? They don't want to necessarily do things in that way, right? They are having a hard time already. They don't want to make their life harder. And so there's a part of them that's resisting what they perceive is necessary in order to sort of restart their weight loss journey. When we introduce this question, what experience do I want to have? Then we can really open up a lot of opportunities, right? So whatever challenge you're facing, instead of this resistance that we feel, this feeling like I'm going to have to like really kind of grit my teeth, right? I'm going to have to white knuckle my way through whatever this change I'm looking for is, whatever this difficult experience, ask yourself the question, what is the experience that I want here? If I'm going to move forward with this challenge, whatever it is, do I want myself to be miserable throughout? Or do I want something different? So again, it could be something that's health related. It could be that you have a business and business is more challenging than you had imagined, right? That is a very common part of the entrepreneurial journey, as I have learned, right? There may be some new skill that we're trying to learn. There may be new relationship issues or trying to change an existing relationship. Again, if we go back to people pleasing, boundaries, you might be trying to learn how to set boundaries and maintain them, right? That is a challenge for many people with people pleasing behaviors because you will disappoint people in the process. But when we ask ourselves, what is the experience that I want to have here? Do I want to perceive these challenges as really hard and miserable and tough, and think of myself as being a very rigid and unlikable person for doing this? No, I probably don't. That sounds miserable. When I ask myself the question and I talk through what is the experience that I want here, even if it's navigating something really difficult like divorce or some kind of punitive situation at work, what is the experience that I want to have here? Do I want to be open and curious? Do I want to be kind to myself? Do I want to be getting the help that I need? Do I want to celebrate my progress along the way? Do I want to experience moments of joy, right? There's an opportunity for all of that if we can decide in advance what is the experience that we want, right? If we are losing a loved one, say to unfortunately cancer, something like that, what is the experience that I want to have? Knowing that I cannot change the outcome, but I can change my experience. I can choose to be loving and present, right? I can choose to be kind to myself. I can choose to drop a few balls, right? And let go of some of the expectations I'm having. Asking yourself this question is often revolutionary when we are facing some kind of a challenge, because that's not the usual framework that we come up against. Think about how you went off to medical school. Think about other challenges you faced in your life that were really, really hard. Now, a lot of those challenges were externally motivated, right? If you were going off to medical school, you knew it was going to be hard. You knew that you were doing something that made other people proud, that would be a service to other people. There were a lot of other people sort of associated with it. A lot of the challenges that we face that people come to me for, whether they're wrestling with a job that they're not very happy in, or they're trying to work on their health, or just negotiating sort of job stresses and challenges, just feeling like they're ineffective, inefficient. The things that we want there are often things that really matter to us and don't matter that much to other people. Or if they do, it's at least something that we really need to consider for ourselves, right? If I want better health, it's not to say it has no impact on other people, but it primarily benefits me. Yes, we could say, yeah, my kids will have a better experience, right? With a healthier mom, that my partner will benefit, that other people might be inspired. There could be a number of outcomes that involve other people, but it primarily benefits me. And when our goals primarily benefit us, they are often things that we will let drop very easily. because we are so used to putting other people's needs above. But if I want my experience to be different, if I want myself to be more successful in this journey, if I allow myself to enjoy parts of it, even though it's hard, even though it's a challenge, that is a very different experience. But again, if I'm closed off, if I'm just convinced it's going to suck and be too hard, and it's not something that I have the bandwidth for, no wonder I would be feeling uncoachable, right? Unteachable, that I don't want to talk about it, that I want to stick my head in the sand, that, you know, I just need to hunker down and continue to be tough on myself. When you're feeling uncoachable, I want you to ask yourself these questions. When you're feeling like you can't learn, that you can't grow, that you can't succeed in a challenge, ask yourself these questions. Number one, what am I beating myself up about? What am I shitting all over myself about? Number two, what is the story in my head versus the facts? Number three, who benefits from me continuing to stay as I am? And who loses? Number four, what is the experience that I want to have here? When you ask yourself these questions, you will find that you are more able to get out of resistance, to see where your brain is spinning against you, where it's just resisting change. So normal. Our brains are motivated to seek pleasure, avoid pain, stay safe. Nothing has gone wrong if you are resisting change, but let's really understand what's going on. When we are using coaching, when we are using therapy, when we are getting our own medical care, when we are getting any of those kinds of supports, when we are seeking a mentor, right? We are looking to change in some way. And that can be hard and it can cause distress to our brains. Nothing has gone wrong if you're not feeling coachable, but show up. Tell the person that you're working with that you're really struggling, right? Allow yourself that so that you can get the help and support that you need. So much of what got you to where you are is you being tough, right? You being driven. You pushing through barriers and obstacles. But again, if something here that you're trying to benefit from primarily benefits you and you're struggling because you feel like you can't make progress, ask yourself these questions, right? Bring them to your coach, your therapist, your physician, right? Let them in on where you're struggling because they're actually there to help you, right? I don't expect that the people who are working with me, that the clients that I see are able to navigate all the obstacles on their own. If it was that easy, no one would need a coach, right? If our mental health struggles were all just easy peasy, right? No one would need a therapist. We are meant to help each other. We are meant to be connected. We are meant to help each other solve problems. You too. You too deserve that support. So it's okay if your brain is in resistance, it's okay. If you're not looking forward to the challenge, it's okay if you feel stuck. But give yourself the opportunity to get the help that you need so you get unstuck. And ask yourself again that most important question at the end. Again, thank you to Siobhan Key for her brilliant podcast episode on this. Again, link in the show notes. What is the experience that I want to have? And then you can figure out how to go get it. My friends, thank you as always for tuning in today. Today's episode almost didn't happen. I will say that our fridge decided to die this weekend. I hope it's not dead, but it's going to be a little while before we can get somebody to look at it. So wish me luck as I get to navigate fridgeless life. It's a first world problem for sure, but man, here we are. Anyway, thank you as always for tuning in. Thank you for listening. And until next time, have a great day. Well, that's our show for today. Thank you as always for listening. To learn more about my coaching programs, head to www.healthierforgood.com. And if you love this podcast, please drop us a review on iTunes or support the show by clicking the link in the show notes. Until next time, take care.